Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
I'll be talking to you very simply on the money fight. The money fight. I declare over you today, you'll win the fight.
Amen.
You see, nothing takes flight without overcoming resistance. Nothing. That's why they talk about gravity. Gravity is a force that pulls everything to the center of the earth. And that's why they say whatever goes up must come down. So for you to go up and stay up, you must break that force. Now, you know, the desire to rise is in abundance. But very few persons have the will to fight to rise. The desire to rise is in abundance. But few persons have the will to fight to rise. Have you noticed that lazy people, when things go wrong in their life, that's when they get depressed and stop fighting? A man is broke and is depressed and is too depressed to pray. What has happened? He has permanented brokenness. I won't go to church again. And nothing is working. He has permanented brokenness. He is too foolish to know this is the time to fight for my destiny. You know, in Joshua chapter 17, in verse 16, the Bible said, and the children of Joseph said, they came to Joshua and they were complaining. They said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the valley have chariots of iron. Both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. Next verse. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only. You are great people. You shouldn't be at this level. He said, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down. And the outgoings of it shall be down, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. You see, these people came to Joshua, and they said, listen, our portion, they were sharing the land of Canaan, and they gave them a little land. And don't forget that Ephraim and Manasseh are supposed to be one tribe, but Papa Jacob made them into two tribes. That the sons of Joseph, now Israel has 12 tribes. Now when Joshua was dividing the land, Joshua gave them one portion because they are the sons of Joseph. He didn't want riot. He didn't want people to complain. He said, this is your portion. So they said, no. Papa Jacob allowed both of us to become tribes in Israel. Joseph said, no, we have 12 tribes. This is your portion. We are too big for this. He said, I understand. But notice where I gave you. I gave you beside the mountain and in the border of the Canaanites. He said, you are strong. I give you permission. Drive them out and take their territory. And they said, no, we can't go there. They have chariots of iron. He said, but you are strong. If you don't deserve one portion, they do something that somebody who deserves double should do. You see, when you see people complaining that life is not working, are they willing to do what it takes for life to work? There is a battle you fight to rise. And I believe that today, you will win that battle.
Yeah.
Now, some other people, it's not that they don't want to fight. It's that they don't know how to fight. And when you don't know how to fight the battle, you get confused. You'll be beating your hands everywhere and not seeing results. By the time we are done today, we'll be equipping you for the money fight.
Yeah.
Let me give you four things that can alter the curse of money warfare. Four things that can alter the curse of money warfare. The first one is the subjection of Mammon, bringing Mammon under your feet. If you are going to win this money fight, the first thing is the subjection of mammon. You know, one of the things a lot of poor people don't understand is that no rich man worships money. Rich men use money as tools. Rich men think of money on transaction basis. That's why they pursue money with money. They don't hoard money. No, you're not hearing me. They take risks with money because money doesn't control them. But a poor man gets money, he grabs it and holds it fast. Come on, are you hearing me? Because he's worshiping money, and that's the last he gets. The first rule of worrying for money is don't worship it. Luke 16:13, he said, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to me. When money is lifted as your ultimate pursuit, God curses that pursuit. When money is lifted as your ultimate pursuit, God curses that pursuit. People that are desperate for money, God makes sure you don't get it in this kingdom. Proverbs 28, 22. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He is in a hurry to be rich. Everything about him is, I must be rich, I must be rich, I must be rich, I must be rich. He's ready to do anything to get there. Brothers and sisters, hustle is not the source of money. God is the source. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 5. It says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. There are men whose minds are corrupt. And destitute of the truth. Destitute of what?
The truth.
Of the truth. So these guys have a lack, and that's the lack of truth. Now, what is this destitution? Supposing that gain is what? Godliness. Have you seen some preachers who teach and make it look as if the mark of a man who is serving God well and who God has blessed is the amount of money and property he has? Now, some people hear us teach in church and they misunderand. When you are destitute of the truth, you suppose that gain is godliness. Do you notice in Nigeria, we worship pastors with large churches and big money, and we don't check up where their source is. And around the world is the same thing. The moment somebody starts, in quote, prospering, then he's the one to follow. He said, these people suppose that gain is godliness. Next verse. He said, but godliness with contentment is what?
Gain.
Is great gain. Verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and a certain we carry nothing out. Next verse. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. I'm getting to where we're going to. But they that will, those that will, those that are desperate to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Have you noticed a lot of young people can even be tempted to go and do sacrifice? They are desperate to be rich. People are selling properties and stealing to go abroad, thinking that's where riches is. They're desperate to be rich. All the people that are shouting, Nigeria must change, Nigeria must change, give them an opportunity to change Nigeria. They will steal the opportunity. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of how many evil? He didn't say money is the root of all evil. He said the love, the lust is the root. That's what will make a man abandon his wife and children. That's what will make a woman deny her husband. That's what will make children use their siblings for juju. That's what will make somebody go and steal from the sister and brother. The love of money. And brothers and sisters, please listen to me. Have you noticed that the same attitude people have in the world for money is the same in the church? That many people in church have the same value concerning money as the unbeliever outside. They will steal, they will lie, they will falsify figures, they will do anything it takes for them to rise. Because the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. May you not be them.
Amen.
They pierced themselves. They were lusting after it. And then they didn't get it. And all they ended was sorrows. Now look at what he says to you. Verse 11. But thou, O man of God. Are you a man of God?
Yes,
are you a child of the king?
Yes,
flee these things. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Can you lift up your right hand? I pray for you today that God will give you a heart that beats mammon.
Amen.
A heart that stops darkness.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? It says it is vain for you to rise up early and go to bed late in the night. Psalm 127. Eating the bread of sorrow. He said, for so he giveth his beloved. You don't eat the bread of sorrow. We live a different kind of life. When things don't rule you, that's when God gives you power over things. When things don't rule you, that's when God gives you power over things. Brothers and sisters, at least you have watched me through many years. And you have seen how JJ, it looked like I took life. And in taking life, JJ, see the quantity of blessing that God has heaped on my life. Sometimes I count my blessings, I don't understand. Do you remember in Genesis chapter 13? The Bible said there was a strife between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, right? Now, who did God call?
Abraham.
Lot followed Abraham. Is that true?
Yes.
In following Abraham, he began to prosper. Now, he didn't have a call. Abraham had a call. But he began to prosper under Abraham. And you know there's this thing called arrogance. That success sometimes makes people feel as if they are equal to the people that they benefited from. It happens in church. I've had assistant pastors that passed through here. And the moment I promoted them and they became strong, they thought we are colleagues. And many of them, I allowed them to go and start their work. And after some years now, they found out that we're not colleagues. Now, that was what happened between Lot and Abraham. Lot was blessed under Abraham. And then there was a quarrel between his husband and Abraham's husband. What did Lot do? Lot got angry. Abraham called him and said, my brother, come. He came. He said, okay, this land is before us. If you go east, I will go west. If you go north, I will go south. Choose. Not for God's sake. You served under me. Now me bring you out. Secondly, I am older than you. Don't you have enough sense to tell me, Papa? No, be me go choose. Now you go choose. Show me where you want make I go. That's what a reasonable person would do. But the Bible says, and Lord lifted his eye and saw the plains of Jordan. And he said, that's where I'm going. And Abraham says, that's what he said, yes. He said, you can go. He moved his cattle and went into the watered area. And allowed Abraham to stay in the desert. And the Bible said that evening, after Lot has departed from him, because when you don't worship things, God makes things worship you. God appeared in the night. And said, Abraham, look east, look west, look north, look south. As far as your eye can see, I give to you. Brothers and sisters, the reason some people who fight stupid battles don't advance is because the things they're fighting for are preventing God from blessing them. You know, sometimes people talk about the love of money and they say all of these big men, all of these politicians, all of this. But have you seen some poor people in a bus tearing their shirt for 50 naira? You must give me the money. You must give me the money. Brother, it's only 50 naira. He's ready to die. Please, what I'm saying, is that true?
Yeah.
The energy he's putting into 50 naira. But I must start with this topic. Because some of you think that all I came here to do this month, because it's money month, all you're going to do is I must prosper by all means possible. No, sister. No, brother. I want you to prosper, but it's not by all means possible. I didn't prosper by stealing. I didn't prosper by gimmicks. I didn't prosper by manipulation. I didn't prosper by juju. You can't prosper by that. If you are going to get it with honor. Get it with honor. I've hung around politicians and leaders. There's none of them that will say I came to beg him. Get it with honor. I speak to them with authority. I don't beg. So you have to understand the dimensions of authority. The love of money is the root. That's why people put their hands in everything. Can you lift your hand? As you are hearing me now, let every curse against you break. It is easy to lose the sponsorship of God, though. The simplest way to lose divine sponsorship is look at a channel and call it a source. If you look at a channel and call it a source, you lose divine sponsorship. If you look at a channel and call it a source, you lose divine sponsorship. Your job is a channel. Your relationship is a channel. Your business is a channel. God is the source. Channel closed, source remain. A man can walk out of your life. God has not walked out. Never mourn for anything as if it's your source. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. If you trust in man and make flesh your arm, God said cursed. Next verse. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not in. Can you see the description of somebody's life? He's like an animal in the desert that doesn't see when good is coming. He inhabits land that is dry in the wilderness. His land is salted. Nothing grows in his land. If your life is going like this, please, you may need to call your brother abroad and say, don't send money again. You may need to stop looking in somebody's pocket. If your father is your source, you want to kill your father. If your husband is your source, you are looking to be a widow. No man or woman is your source. Never have the mentality of entitlement. I belong to this house. I belong to this house. I can't get it. No, 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 no. Your source is God. And with or without anybody, God can promote you. If you lost your job, you didn't lose your source. I want this to sink in. If you are going to walk in wealth, subject mammon. Somebody say mammon. You never serve money. You never change your mouth and turn for mammon. We are higher than that. The second thing that alters the course of money warfare is covenant with the earth. Covenant with what? When the earth is on your side, battle becomes easy. Remember in Revelation chapter 12 verse 16, the Bible says, and the earth helped the woman. The earth helped the woman. Can you lift your right hand? May the earth help you. Amen. Something was attacking the woman. If you read the story from verse 1, you remember that the dragon wanted to kill the woman. And the dragon opened the mouth and vomited the flood. And the Bible said, the earth helped the woman. In the battles of destiny, when the earth is helping you, things move against you, but they don't get to you. When the earth is helping you, when they sacrifice a fowl, the fowls, I know they go. No, you didn't hear me. They pour something on the earth, the ground say, ah, that man, my friend. That's why witchcraft can't affect you. When the earth is helping you, your farm produces with ease. Because the earth is desperate to make you prosper. Every area of life is working to help you. When the earth is not helping you, the chicken farm, every disease that comes will report there. When the earth is helping you, immunity will be speaking there. Hosea chapter 2, 18 to 22. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and loving kindness and in mercies. Keep going. And I even will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Next verse. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And what will happen after this covenant? And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil. You see, God said, I'm going to make a covenant with the earth on your behalf. And the earth will hear your voice. The wine will hear your voice. The corn will hear your voice. The oil will hear your voice. Corn talks about wealth. Wine talks about joy and fulfillment. Oil talks about authority and anointing. He said this fullness will be your portion on the earth. You speak, you see results. When the art helps a man, from today, take it. The beginning of poverty on this earth is the rebellion of the earth. You remember when Adam messed up and God said, cursed is the ground for your sake. God didn't need to curse Adam. God commanded the earth to rebel against Adam and poverty began immediately. Poverty started because the earth rebelled against Adam. May your business not rebel against you. How did Cain get judged? God said to Cain, God did this, I curse you. God said, cursed are you out of the earth that swallowed the blood of your brother. The moment the earth is fighting you, your battles have become many. You see, what is famine? Famine is nothing but the tampering with the appointed seasons of the earth. The moment the appointed seasons of the earth are tampered with, famine begins. If the rain doesn't fall in this season, famine has begun. Why do we do prophetic warfare? To speak to the earth. Two bloods dropped on the earth. One dropped the blood of Abel, and the earth released curses. And Cain entered into destiny captivity that he didn't recover from forever. Even though I told you that Cain built a city, but he didn't survive because his generations were all wiped out. Not one person descended from Cain is still on earth today by that curse. Another blood dropped on the earth, and the Bible said the earth began to quake. And then suddenly, graves began to open. And men that were in captivity in the earth began to walk out of the grave. One chained man, one released man. Come on, are you hearing me? Now, when we step out with communion and we pour it on the earth or pour oil on the earth and speak over the earth, we are commanding heaven to speak over the earth. We are commanding the heavens and earth to kiss one another. Are you hearing me here today? We are commanding the earth to release what is locked up inside it. We are speaking to the earth and say, give up this captivity. That's why we do prophetic warfare. Are you with me? When the earth is on your side, Deborah said in the battle, the stars in their courses fought against Israel. He said that ancient river, the river Kishon, it fought against her. Everything mobilized against the man. How can the man win? Now can I pray for you? Let everything mobilize on your side. Let everything fight for your lifting. Let everything work in your favor. You know, when the earth is against you, brothers and sisters, do you know you can plan a major occasion? You finish every preparation. The kind of wind and rain that come that day, you will know something is fighting me. You're not hearing me. You'll be asking yourself, what did I do? Do you know that sometimes a church can plan a program, a major crusade and all of that. On the day of the crusade, the heavens and the earth say, wait for us on the crusade ground. As you come to the crusade ground, everything in heavens is pouring down. Anybody that puts head, he just runs away. You finish the crusade, not one person got born again. And you poured in millions. But another person is doing his own program. He steps out. Father, thank you. And that must say clears. I pray from today, may everything in nature work to bless you. The third thing that helps in the money fight are the pillars of remembrance. The pillars of remembrance. Anything that keeps bringing your case before the Lord is an asset in spiritual warfare. Anything that keeps reminding God about you, that thing is an utility in spiritual transactions. That is the reason for spiritual memorials. Memorials are remembrances that trigger help. They just bring help to you. In Psalm 20 from verse 1, it said, the Lord heard the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Now, when that name defends, what happened? Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember. Somebody shall remember. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Lift your hand above your head. From today, may God remember you. Amen. Now, while we are talking about the pillars of remembrance, don't forget that altars are memorials. Tokens are memorials. Sacraments are memorials. Any one of you know when you take a communion that Jesus said, as often as you do this, you bring the remembrance of my death And also patterns are memorials. There are patterns of ancient things in the church that you keep repeating that are memorials for you. And God wants you to do that. You see, Elisha lifted the mantle that fell and he just asked one question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? You see, the water parted. But can I tell you something? There's a deeper mystery why the Jordan River kept parting. The Jordan River is the only river in the Bible that parted at least three times. It might have parted more. But the one we have recorded, when Joshua passed there, it parted. When Elijah passed, it parted. When Elisha passed, it parted. Why is this river parting and the Nile is not parting and the Red Sea is not parting and other rivers are not parting? Because when the first river parted, Joshua said, gather the stones from the center of the river and drop it as a memorial by the river, that in generations to come, when your children ask you, you will tell them, God brought us to dry land. So there was a memorial by Jordan that tells Jordan, when men carry God here, give way. Memorials tear activities in the realm of the spirit. The stones of Jordan keep telling Jordan, you can divide again. The fourth thing that helps spiritual warfare is the release of the incense. You see, in the New Testament, we talk about singing. In the Old Testament, they talk about incense. Both of them are the same thing. You see, when you walk into church on a Sunday and you're lifting up your hand and you're saying, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. What you are releasing is spiritual incense. It's one of the greatest triggers of divine intervention. Do you notice that many times miracles follow worship? Captivities turn on a song. One song can turn a captivity. Any Christian that is going through a problem and is so discouraged he can't sing or worship doesn't know Jesus. In fact, the time that your heart is overwhelmed, that's when you worship. The burden in your heart makes you sing and makes you pray. He says, sing, O barren. Isaiah 54. He said, break forth into singing. You that didn't conceive. He said, for many, more are the children of the barren than that of the married wife. Captivities turn on a song. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You better sing in a strange land. If you don't sing in a strange land, your captivity will continue. That's why Paul and Silas in prison, the Bible said they sang and they prayed until the prisoners had them. All of us are in the same prison, but my attitude must be different. We are going through the same thing, but we don't react the same way. While you are complaining, I'm releasing incense. We are all in Nigeria. Some people are grumbling and complaining and quarreling and making trouble. Our job is keep releasing incense. We'll release incense until there's an earthquake. That's how we escape. You see, the moment your reaction is the same as your colleagues in the office, let me tell you what happens. They will win and you will lose. Because the realm you're operating from forbids what you are doing. You'll be surprised. They will complain and get ahead. You will complain and go down. You grumble about Nigeria and it hurts you. They grumble, they go forward. Why? Because your realms are not the same. You are doing something that brings judgment against you. But in their realm, it's normal. Your marriage is going through hell. Everything is bad. Nothing is working. Your language should be incense. He said, at midnight, Paul and Silas, they released incense. And then the earth began to quake. The people that grumble are those who go down. Lord, you are still God. They have not overthrown you. You are still God. I love you forever. You are still God. All of those things you are saying, another person sitting by hearing you thinks you're a fool. How can she lose something? And then he's talking like that. Her business went down. She's talking like that. Her money went down. They stole her money. She's talking like that. She lost her job. She's talking like that. Is she trying to show that she's just religious or spiritual? Lord? No, we're not trying to show we are spiritual. We know how we win. How do we win? Look at Revelation chapter 8 from verse 3. He said, another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. He has a censer. And there was given unto him much incense. What is he going to do with the incense? That he should offer it with what? Yeah.
the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now, why was their prayers not working before now? Because the prayers lacked incense. Their prayers were before the throne, but it didn't have enough incense to activate something. So they had to give him much incense to put to the prayer before something happened. Look at the next verse. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angels' hands. These people have been supplying prayer, but no incense. So their prayers were before the throne, but their prayers were not activated. Now this guy appeared and said, give him incense. They handed incense to him. He took the incense, mixed with the prayers, and then offered it. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightning and an earthquake. This is how we win. So while you are there, get up in the morning. Katoka, jadada, litete, potodo, nandadon, dodon, dada, jadada, jadada. You finish doing that for 30 minutes. Where was your incense? I buy it. Where was your incense? You see, when I was talking to you about the money fight, you thought I was going to come here and say you have to buy the spirit of poverty.
These are the things that promote your destiny. Ignorance wears cap. If you are a worshiper, you have more chance of divine intervention than any mighty prayer warrior. A worshiper is that woman that sits in her parlor and tears are running down her eyes and her hands are lifted and you just say, there's something that makes me come into your presence, my helper.
No. For you, she's stupid. You see, I learned a lot from my mother. Some of those small things she used to do in those days taught me a lesson. You just sit down there, you see a woman just sitting there as if she doesn't know anything. There's something that makes me. And she just singing one native song like that and sing it again and sing it again and sing it again. You can enter the room and pass by. But after some time, you enter the room, you feel an atmosphere. Something! That's the worship we're talking about. That's what changes things. But the person sees that there.
I don't know why things are not working. I pay my tithe. Nothing is working. I won't go to church on Sunday. One demon will come and tap you on the shoulder and say, you're a good girl. Don't go. You say, listen, you sat down there, you finish worship. You feel a release. The atmosphere is charged with the glory. In a few hours, you don't know what has happened. But before long, you begin to harvest the testimony of that incense that was thrown down. Because that incense commanded an earthquake. And when the earthquake happens, the chains are loosed. Paul and Silas have to come out of prison. Am I talking to somebody here today? Wherever life was holding you, that angelic intervention will command you to come out. You can fight. It didn't mean the prayer of Paul and Silas brought them out. They prayed and they sang. And then there was something from heaven that landed on the earth. Your suffering will continue until you begin to change your behavior. Until you begin to relate like a Christian. You can be a churchian. We're all around the church. When you tire like this, you will say church na scam and you go home. But if you start practicing this reality, you'll just find out that things work. There's a principle, there's a pattern. Just pour incense, pour incense, pour incense. Not I've been so discouraged. I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. I don't know what to do again. I'm so depressed. I don't know what life is turning to. I'm just tired of this life. I understand that life is hard, but I also know there's a way out. Question is this: do you want the way out or you want the way you are? Then do what you need to do.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.